Sam, what is the city of Bemidji going to do to respond to the DNR's now drought-restricted phase?
That is an excellent question. You're actually the first one to tell me about it. So this must have just came out recently, I'm assuming, and so we might be looking at having to even alter our current plan if we're on whatever one we are now. I think we're down to 2 days a week. We are allowing some watering, Tuesdays and Saturdays. That'll have to be a discussion point. If the state wants us to be more stringent than we are, we may be looking at rescinding that, but that's a discussion we'll have to have here.
So would further water restrictions need to be approved by the Bemidji City Council?
I believe so. It depends on the severity of it. I think there are some avenues within our city charter that would allow the city manager or the city engineer to make those determinations. If it's a state thing that might govern over everybody, we might be tied to that to some degree, but we'd have to look into it and determine based on the severity if it would need council action or not.
So with the drought management phase that we were in until very recently, we needed to reduce water usage down to 50% above January levels. Now with this drought restrictive phase, it sounds like we need to reduce it to 25% off January levels. Beyond rescinding the week-old allowing of lawn watering, what else can be done?
That is another excellent question. I do not have an answer for you on that right now. Obviously, this is unprecedented for the more recent history. I'm sure Craig would, if he were here, would tell you that in his tenure here that this is probably something that hasn't come up. So, we'll have to look at maybe what guidance we get from the DNR and look at our water supply plan that we have and look at some of the tiers of severity. And I'm sure that stuff has been mapped out. I personally have not looked at it in depth to this point. But there are plans in place for these types of things if they do come up. And well, it'd be interesting to see what guidance the state recommends and what capabilities we have as a city to try and limit and reduce our water usage.
It sounds like the city of Bemidji has done a fairly fine job of reducing water use, at least down to 50% of levels. I was reading other communities are shutting down car washes and things like that.
And that certainly could be. I mean, anything that you can think of that would be hooked up to our municipal water system certainly could be on the table to at least have a discussion about ways that we can limit or reduce our usage. And yeah, we have done an excellent job with just the watering ban in general. Has really helped us reduce our numbers, and so it could be a combination of a number of things, but yeah, that could be the next steps here, is to kind of really evaluate what are those next tier of users that we could limit and try and get our numbers even lower if we need to. So
all right. Well, thank you so much, Sam, for taking the time to chat with me. You're filling in for Craig this week, as I understand.
Correct, yeah.
Real Craig convenient of Craig, right?
That's how it always works. Duplication and everything falls apart. But no, I think we'll come up with some solutions here, and there'll be more to come in the next few days.
All right. Thanks, Sam. Keep me up to date, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks,
all right.
Melissa.
Thanks, Sam. Bye-bye.